For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Jeanette Gwen with Mary and Rob Taylor. Rob Taylor is director of the Robert Taylor Festival Choir, the professional choir in residence at the College of Charleston School of the Arts. Mary Taylor is the founding director of Na Fidlieri. What does Na Fidlieri mean?
That's Irish for the fiddlers.
Did I say it right?
It's very hard to pronounce. Na Fidlieri.
Na Fidlieri.
That's it. People try to get the word fiddle in there. Na Fidlieri, it's just Fidlieri.
Na Fidlieri.
That's it.
You both have way too many titles for me to name and list here now. You also have a long list of offerings at Piccolo Spoleto. Can we start with the Celtic Arts Series?
Sure. The Celtic Arts Series was born out of an idea to, you know, bring Celtic artists to Charleston and highlight some of the artists here in town. As you know, the lady to my right, Mary, is an elite Irish fiddler, in addition to being a classical violinist. And so we formed this nonprofit years ago called the Taylor Music Group that's kind of geared around supporting classical music and Celtic music. So the Celtic Arts Series, while it does highlight Celtic music, there's a good sprinkling of classical music in there as well.
Hope and Healing. What's that concert about?
Well, as many in the radio audience may know, my wife had a pretty public cancer battle for 2 years. And I use the word battle. She's probably going to hit me. It really wasn't a battle. She talked about loving cancer away. We decided to do a concert earlier this year as a benefit for the MUSC Hollings Cancer Research Institute. And so we put together a concert of music that the theme of each piece has something to do with healing or hope, or there's one piece that we're doing, Sei lieber Tag willkommen. It's a little German motet, but we're doing it because I met a little German man at MD Anderson one morning who was clearly racked with cancer and was on the chemo tree and was just staring out the window. And then he just turned to me with a gleam in his eye and said, "It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?" And so this little song, I'm dedicating it to that man. And so it's just a series of things we're doing to hopefully bring hope to folks and heighten the awareness for cancer research.
You're going to be in some sacred spaces for your performances. Can you tell us about those?
Well, I guess most of what we're doing is in Circular, and
that's the Circular Congregational
right,
Church
on Meeting Street, 150, I believe it is, Meeting Street. I love that space. It's very live space, but there's just something very quaint about performing in there. And I always feel like, whether I'm performing or whether I'm there as an audience member, that I really feel a connection with the performer and the audience. It holds about 300 people, but it just seems more intimate than that. And so I love it there.
I'd say about Circular, I agree with Mary. It almost feels like a living room with a great acoustic. It's very homey. You just feel comfortable there. And then the Taylor Festival Choir, I must mention, is also performing at St. Philip's, which is, of course, right around the corner from Circular. And that's just a wonderful acoustic in the traditional Anglican church. You know, everything's marble and hard surfaces and great, just great echoey acoustic for choral music.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Rob. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Jeanette Gwen with Mary and Rob Taylor. You will find the details of every performance we've talked about with times, dates, and locations at southcarolinapublicradio.org.